so much for tuning in today, Lindsay Piper Loomis. It's a beautiful day. I know that today we had the eclipse, and it looks like it's probably done in this area. There's a lot of fear-mongering with it, and thankfully, you know, it's passing over, and hopefully people are not staying inside in fear all day. But anyways, I'm actually hopping on to talk to you about my trip to Columbia this past weekend. I attended a meeting at the Richland Library, which is a beautiful library, beautiful library. However, front and center on display, there are several books for in the children's section, gender ideology, racism, or I would call it reverse racism, in other words, lots of books on witchcraft, it was insane. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this, how important it is to actually engage with your local community. Because when here in Dorchester County, when they were selecting books in Dorchester County for a new library, and then looking at some books that were on display in some other counties, we began to ask questions. Why are you guys selecting these books? There was a library in Charleston County. Why are these books on display versus, you know, some other books, right? Now, they had some other books out on display as well, like old school Nancy Drew books. But by and large, there was tons of stuff on gender ideology, on all of this stuff. And it just is, it's horrific. This is not what our kids should be reading. Now, I'm probably going to step on some toes, and that's okay. But basically, I was coming up the stairs with a Republican candidate running for Senate in a state Senate, South Carolina, Chris Smith. And he is a great guy. He loves Jesus. But the conversation I engaged in with him actually had me on alert. So I'm actually going to ask you that if you are in Lexington County, he is running against a Democrat. So I don't know if there's any other Republicans in the primary, but he is running against a Democrat. So we don't want a Democrat in the seat, but the mindset has to shift on this issue for even believers. So I had a friend with me, and we're going to this meeting, and I said, he's like, you know, I need you to behave while you're here in my county, because I guess he thinks I'm not going to behave. And I said, I'm not necessarily going to behave. Like, if there's something wrong, I'm going to speak up, right? And he said, well, this is the district I'm running in, and I'm really proud of this library. I said, well, you should be concerned about the gender ideology books down on front display where these kids can just pick it up and read it. And he said, well, we don't believe that the government can tell parents how to, you know, what type of material their kids should be reading and all of this. And I'm thinking, wait a second, this is sexual grooming 101. Like, when there are books out point blank, you know, I said, there's a book called All Boys Aren't Blue. And this book normalizes the rape of a little boy. I can't believe he's less than 10, I think, in the book. I can't remember for sure, but normalizes him getting or sexually assaulted by a male leader in his community, right? And when this happens, it normalizes this behavior. Then he steps into 7 years of pornography. This is like the storyline in the book, okay? And then when that happens, then he turns to a same-sex relationship as a result of all of this. So you flip the narrative on this book, and it shows you how when a child is sexually assaulted, it actually leads them into a same-sex relationship. It leads them into normalizing that type of behavior and then porn. And we know that when children viewing porn, it actually changes the structure and the development of their brain. It is horrific. And Ted Bundy is a perfect example of why we don't want kids reading this type of literature in school. He said, you have to keep kids away from this. There's other books that there's cartoons, there's and like these books that normalize pornography of a boy sucking another boy's penis, or a girl putting a strap on and, you know, having sex with another girl. And these are children's books. This is sexual grooming. This is pornography. This crap should not be legal in South Carolina. In fact, I think it's actually against the law. So this man is a great man. He loves Jesus. And I think, you know, if he's running against a Democrat, he'll do better than the Democrat would, right? But this mindset has to shift within the church and the body of Christ, the church and the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. We can't allow this stuff, because Ted Bundy said that the more porn that he watched, which he said was his choice. You can go and watch his testimonial on YouTube. I've actually got several links to it on a recent article that I wrote. It was an article I wrote last week. He said the more porn that he watched, the more violent porn he watched, until one day he made a decision to stop watching the violent porn and actually reenact it and do it himself. We know he killed so many women and children. He raped little girls and women and killed them. And so when he was speaking with Dr. James Dobson, he said, I want you to understand that I don't blame what I did on porn, on watching porn. It was a personal choice that I made. But he said, as a result of how addicted I got to this, and I could never have enough, I made the choice then to go do it myself. Okay. And he said that he asked Jesus into his heart. And so Dr. James Dobson's like, how do you reconcile giving your life to Jesus and then tomorrow you're going on the chair? I made a choice to do the things that I did. When I die, I know I'm going to end up. And that's his eternal judgments between him and God. But, you know, he professed that he repented and gave his life to Christ. But he said there is a price to pay. There are consequences for my actions. And he said, and I can't escape that, right? So I would bring this forward to you. I'd say contact this candidate, Chris Smith. Don't harass him. Don't call him names, nothing like that. But pornography, normalizing pornography and this gender ideology, it's sexual grooming. It should not be allowed. And if parents are letting their kids read this, they deserve to be prosecuted criminally for sexually grooming their kids. And you know where I stand. I believe in the death penalty for anyone who is sexually grooming kids, chopping off a child's penis or their breasts and making them a vagina, whatever, giving them puberty blockers. That this is now Mayo Clinic has come out and said this is not reversible. There should be harsh consequences. Once you've been criminally prosecuted and found guilty, you should face the death penalty. Anywhere from sexual grooming all the way to the execution of a child after they've been raped and trafficked, organ harvesting and everything in between. I just don't have any movement on this. Luke 17:2 says, better that a millstone be hung around your neck and you be cast into the sea than to hurt one of his precious little ones. Talking about God and these children. He is him, right? And the little ones is his children. But even more so, as believers, if we are going to cover up for this crap, don't you know that we've got blood on our hands and we've become just as complicit as the ones who are out actually committing these crimes? We have to take a cold, hard look at this with our mindset and shift our awareness. You know, that's the difference between walking around and saying we've got a lot of time to fix things and it is going to be what it is and all that. No, enough is enough. So you can go visit the Richland Library. It's absolutely beautiful. I don't care how beautiful it is if it's got smut on display for our kids. This isn't book banning. This is actually illegal stuff. This is illegal. South Carolina has laws that protect our children from this smut. So we need to go hard against this crap. We have to. And as believers, we have to take a hard stand on this. No covering up for sexual predators that have preached from the pulpit. Laws don't change just because you preach from a pulpit or you don't. Wherever you reside with your business, whatever area you serve in, the laws don't change just because you're a believer. Actually, I would say that God would hold you to a higher accountability factor because you know you've allegedly accepted Jesus into your heart and you know that this is wrong. So I'm just putting this out there. There are several events taking place this week. This week, I am doing a really big investigation with some candidates that are in across our state and some things that they're partnering with, viewpoints or just other different things. So just understand that I'm going after this stuff. I'm going to expose it. And we're going to talk about this stuff because we have to stop. We have to stop normalizing this type of behavior. If a teacher is talking about their surgery that they went through with elementary school age children, that's wrong. That's sexual grooming. They should be criminally prosecuted. If people are taking, there's pictures of men masturbating in front of a mirror at Planet Fitness in a women's bathroom, they should be criminally prosecuted. This stuff is horrible. So as upset as we were about, I think it was Lincoln Riley, it was horrible, right? We hear about all these illegal immigrants, illegal aliens raping our children, raping children that come across the border, raping women, murdering them. Why are we not upset? Why are we not in the streets through peace, law, and order protesting about the thousands of children that have gone missing? Government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded. I think it's because people are cowards and they think that someone else is going to speak up for them, but they're not. If there's some, there's a remnant, but you have to stand up, speak up, and show up. School board meetings, right now here in a supermajority, allegedly supermajority state, we got books in our schools with this smut. We have kids that are being socially transitioned in South Carolina. And if you're one of those parents that has found out about this and your child has been taken away or is threatening to be taken away, go to my website, lynz.co, to the contact form. There is only a small handful of people that receive this information, people I've personally vetted and I personally trust. Sometimes I'm checking it and there's a couple of other people. We are gathering this intel and this information and taking a look at it. We have to take the government back in our hands through peace, law, and order. I'm not saying you should go and do anything destructive. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, helping candidates run for office, pushing for paper ballots, one day elections, these things that are happening and people are working in different avenues. We have some amazing American patriots here in South Carolina and we will not bend over on this stuff. We will not bow. Okay. So we're going to talk about this stuff. We're not going to let it be normalized and we're not going to support people that normalize this if they're going to run on this stuff. So I used him as an example because I was in a conversation with him and he is a nice guy. He loves Jesus. That's great. But just because you love Jesus doesn't mean that we should allow these books to be distributed in our libraries or sold in our stores. This stuff is illegal and it should not be sold. It is so wrong. Okay. Thank you so much. If you want to help contribute to what we're doing, go to lynz.co. You can contribute a one-time contribution, or you can do a monthly reoccurring. This helps me in my travels and investigations. It helps me with a lot of other things we're working on. We've got a team of people that on the anti-trafficking side, man, they are amazing. And so we're going to be rolling out some stuff for that in the near future. We're just getting some other things straightened out. So I'm going after this. You want to help support me in other ways financially, you can buy a book. I'll send you a signed copy. If you would like for me to come and speak at one of your events, you can fill out that form. I do travel. I was just recently contacted to speak a few states away. So I'm going to be there in a few weeks. Super excited about that. Go to americasfuture.net and subscribe to the newsletter there. We're doing all 50 states for our Project Defend and Protect Our Children summits. So check that out. And I'm trying to think, there's some other things that I've got rolling out, but I wanted to share this with you today because this is a perfect example of normal everyday conversation and, you know, telling me to behave. Guys, I am not going to behave on this stuff. Anyone that knows me knows I will not shut down and shut up. For years, I was silenced. I don't think this man knows what I went through. And look, I'm not a victim, but someone who was locked up in and out of a dog cage and raped repeatedly, drugged, impregnated, and my babies were torn from my womb and used as a satanic sacrifice. Hell no, am I not going to stand up against the gates of hell. I am going to fight, and no, I'm not going to behave. You're going to just have to get over it. I'm not going to behave. Any man like that that tells a woman to behave when they're fighting against this garbage, I have to question their mindset. And no, I don't think the Democrat is a better fit, but I'm imploring this candidate, Chris Smith, to really sit down with God and think about the things that he has said. So it's like, the other example I'll use on this, and then I will step away for today. If you're going to go to that degree and say free speech, you had Muslims standing up on American soil talking about how much they hate our country and chanting out death to America. Now, underneath President Trump, that would be considered terrorism, and they would be locked up, right? And probably in prosecuted for whatever that looks like. But no, they're claiming it's free speech. If you hate America so much, go back to the country that you're promoting your values. It works so good over there that you had to come over here. That doesn't make sense. We are not a country that will allow this type of terrorism. So whether you're saying death to America, that's not a violation of your First Amendment rights. That's terrorism. So when you're putting out this gender ideology crap and smut and all of this other stuff, it's terrorism. It is not free speech. There's a huge difference. So if you agree with this, please go to my website, subscribe to my newsletter, help contribute to what I'm doing, because it does help me travel and talk about these things. It does help me fight against human trafficking. And please share this on X. I'll also have it on Truth Social. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you and make your day absolutely great.